Blog Talk Radio.
Excited and honored to welcome the a lovely and talented Miss Lily Mulgar to the show. You might remember Lily from her a portrayal of Lily Krenthos on ABC's General Hospital. But we'll be sure to chat about that, along with her current projects, including a new radio show called The Soapbox that she co-hosts with another daytime vet, Martha Madison. And so without further ado, let's bring on the lovely and talented Miss Lily Melgar.
Hi, Cody. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having
me on. I appreciate you. I appreciate you doing this. Like I said, I really appreciate you doing this on a fairly short notice.
Absolutely. It's actually quite funny to be on the other end. I've gotten so used to being the one asking the questions.
I understand that completely. Trust me. and I'm glad you brought that up because you've gotten into the radio business yourself, haven't you?
Excuse me?
You've gotten into the radio host business yourself, haven't you?
That's right. Martha Madison and I have our own radio TV show now called Soapbox with Lily and Martha. Which is kind of full circle for me because my career actually began, I began as a host on Univision.
Awesome. And as we were talking off air, and I'll just go ahead and tell the story of how I came in contact with you. A few weeks ago, Jen Lilly had tweeted out she was going to be on your show, and so I figured, all right, I'll listen in just to kind of support Jen, you know. And I have to be honest, the three of you ladies, it was hilarious. It was absolutely hilarious.
Love hearing that. I love hearing that.
Yeah. And like I said, and as we were talking off Twitter, on Twitter, Jen's a dear friend of mine, so, and so is another, I guess you had, Kathleen Getty. I love that woman to death.
Yes. Oh, yeah, she is so lovely. Oh, my
goodness.
Love
her to death.
I adore her.
Oh, I do too.
What a class act.
And again, as we were talking off air, when the two of you started speaking Spanish to each other, you got me. Absolutely. I love the language, seriously.
Yes, it's a beautiful
I speak
language.
A little bit myself, actually.
So how do you speak a little Spanish?
Let's see if I can try and think of something to say. Tú eres una actriz muy buena.
Muchas gracias.
And that's I tell people all the time, I know just enough Spanish to carry on a decent conversation.
¿Cómo aprendiste español?
It's been years since I've done this, so bear with me. It's been years since I've done this. me encantaría, el español. Si yo puedo, hablar en español todos los días.
Pues lo hablas muy bien, Cody.
Ah, gracias. okay. And I did have some kind of a fun kind of quirky questions for you if you're up for it.
Absolutely.
Besides acting and directing and all the other 9 million things you have
currently
going.
Currently wearing, yes.
What are your other passions besides acting and directing and, you know?
Well, I mean, I'm incredibly passionate about being a mother. I'm crazy about my daughter, Sophia. So that's the obvious. Now, other things that I'm into, I'm really into cooking. That is another creative outlet for me. My husband's a really great cook, so I've definitely improved since being with him. And we watch the network, the Food Network channels, and we're always like trying these things. And yeah, it's just something else that I really, really love.
Awesome. You know, for me, I'm a writer, so that's a passion of mine.
Oh, that's lovely.
Absolutely.
Martha's a great writer.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that mentioned on your show before, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But as for me as a writer, I have so much respect for what you guys do as actors. I have so much respect for it.
Oh, well, thank you for that. You know, I have the utmost respect for writers because we wouldn't have the means to do what we do if we didn't have great writing. So,
mm-hmm.
Right back at you.
Okay. You know, and speaking of all this creative stuff, what initially drew you to the role of Lily on GH?
What brought me to the role?
What drew you to the role? Like, what qualities about the character drew you to the role?
Well, you know, I don't know if you know this, but actually Ricky and I were written into General Hospital. So it wasn't the norm. It wasn't like it was a character that my agent called me about and I went in and auditioned. It wasn't that way. It was very special how it happened. And so I really didn't have any idea, since they were writing the character for us, if that makes any sense. So I can't say that I was initially drawn to anything other than the fact that I got to work on my dream show. I grew up watching General Hospital. I was telling all my friends in junior high that one day I'd grow up and be on General Hospital, and here it is, and I'm being written in, and I get to work with my friend Ricky Martin, and we're the first daytime leading Latin couple ever, and we get to go on location and shoot in Puerto Rico, which, you know, soaps don't do much of. I think that was the second time that General Hospital had done such a big location shoot since the Luke and Laura days. So it was a very special time and quite magical. Now, Lily was close and dear to my heart because of all of that. And as she was being written, that's when I started, you know, getting her and falling in love with her. And we're very different. So I always joke that she possessed a lot more wisdom than I did at that age. Let's just say that. And maybe even now.
You know, and along those same lines, I have to ask this next question because if I don't, my best friend will probably kill me.
Okay.
If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
If I could go back and change one thing about my career, what would it be?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, that's a tough question you just handed me. I'm going to answer that in all sincerity, not say no so much. I turned down too many offers. That's what I would do. I would go back and I would say yes, and I would do more.
Now, I read a three-part interview that you did about The Bay, the series
yes.
The Bay, and I actually, a Sunday night, I sat down and binge-watched every single episode of that show.
I read that on Twitter. I can't believe you did that. You went on a day
of thought. It wasn't easy. I'll tell you that. It wasn't easy.
That is crazy.
It wasn't an easy thing to do. But, yeah, after reading that a three-part interview, I think it was in 2010, I believe, my respect for you just absolutely skyrocketed.
What was that?
It's just...
What interview?
My respect for you just definitely skyrocketed. It's just like, I don't remember exactly what it was you talked about, but going after your dreams and chasing your dreams, and I'm a big believer in chasing dreams too. So my respect for you just skyrocketed after that.
Oh, thank you for that.
Okay. If you're up for it, we do have a caller on the line if you're up for taking a call or two.
Oh, I'd love to take a caller.
All righty, hold on. 718, you're on.
Me?
Hello?
Hello, 718.
Lily?
Yes, who's this?
Tammy Close.
All right, Tammy.
I just wanted to wish my gorgeous, beautiful friend an awesome week.
Oh, thank you.
I got a quick question for you. I know you're busy with the day, but do you still watch General Hospital and stay in touch with everybody?
Unfortunately, my schedule has been so crazy with launching my all-natural bath and body line and candle collection and everything else that I've been doing. I haven't watched GH in far too long, so which bums me out because, you know, I have so many friends on there now at the same time, and that's exciting, you know, just the fact that Ian Buchanan came back and Tristan for a while and just everybody that they had back. It seemed like such a fun time that I would have loved to have been watching, but time just has not allowed it. That's one, and yes, I do keep in touch with many of my GH castmates.
Awesome. The Sense by Lily is awesome. I am like trying to use it sparingly because I never want it to run out.
Aww. Thank you for the love.
I will definitely be buying more as soon as I can.
Okay, my love.
Thank you and have a great week.
You too.
Thanks
for calling.
Thanks. Bye.
So tell me, Cody, after watching The Bay, are you hooked?
I'm pretty hooked, yeah. I'm pretty hooked.
Good. So had you not watched any webisode yet? Was this your first?
I hadn't watched. I'm just now starting to get into the whole web series genre, and like I said, I'm pretty hooked on The Bay right now.
That's wonderful. So you can see that Janice is quite different from Lily.
Mm-hmm. Quite a bit.
Quite a bit.
And going back to The Bay for a second, this new medium of web series, how is that different from, say, daytime or primetime television?
Well, Gosh, it's different on so many levels. I mean, let me address certain aspects of it. As far as filming is concerned, we do a lot more location shots, so I would say it's more like filming a film.
Mm-hmm.
So we have different locations, and the way it's shot, completely different than daytime. And even prime time.
Mm-hmm.
Then as far as the actual means, it's feeding, I think, a necessity in today's society. And what I mean by that is we are now in an era where women are working so much more than ever before. You know, back in the day when daytime was at its height, there was so many housewives that stay home and were hooked on their soap operas, and that's why ratings are so high. Whereas we have evolved, more and more women in the household are working as well as the man, and there's also a higher rate of single women who are working, obviously, to provide for their kids. So it gives them an opportunity to take 10 minutes during their lunch break or whatever break during the day at work and get their soap fix. So it's definitely geared to that, I can't think of the word that I'm looking for, to that audience. And it is shot in a more modern, fresher, more stylish way,
mm-hmm.
if you may.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the
yeah.
challenge in the web series is exactly that you have 5 to 10 minutes weekly to engage an audience and keep them hooked, which
mm-hmm.
I think is far beyond more challenging than having an hour to tell
mm-hmm.
the story and to develop the characters and get you hooked, and especially on daytime, which it's on a daily basis, so you really get to know your characters, you really get to get
mm-hmm.
involved. And primetime, of course, is once a week. And again, that's an hour. But I think the web series, its greatest challenge is that. What can you do in 5 to 10 minutes to engage and keep your audience?
Yeah. And I agree because, and I'll be honest with you, the American public, at least to me, has the attention span of an gnat. We have the attention span of a fruit fly. We want our stuff, and we own it now. And I
exactly.
think,
we're in the generation
think,
of ADD.
Absolutely. I agree 100% with that. I agree with that 100%.
Yeah.
And like you said, with Bay, or any web series for that matter, it gives you that quick fix just within 5 to 10 minutes. So,
yeah.
Now, a step back into your GHUs for a second. If a GH called you up and said, Lily's not dead and we want you back, would you go back?
Oh, I mean, I love General Hospital. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I could never say no to GH. That is such a special place where I was, you know, received with open arms and
mm-hmm.
learned really how to act on the job. So
mm-hmm.
it's not even in the realm of possibility for me to ever say no.
But we do have another caller, and I believe I know who this person is. Hold on.
Okay.
Hey, is this Christy?
Yeah, hey.
Hey,
hi.
Christy, how are you?
I'm good. I just worked out, so I just wanted to call in before your show is over.
Mm-hmm.
How was your workout?
Very good, very intense. I work out at a place called Orange Theory Fitness. It is, like, the best.
Nice little plug there.
Yes. Just so you know, it's just FYI if you ever want to check it out.
Yeah.
I don't know if Cody's asked you this, but do you ever have a favorite memory from working on General Hospital?
Oh, favorite memory. There are so many. Gosh, well, you know, the obvious, my working relationship and friendship with Ricky was very, very special. And at the same time, I'd have to say the same about Maurice. Maurice was such an important role in my life. He was someone that I admired as an actor that took me under his wings and really helped me blossom as an actress. So that is invaluable. As far as memories, yeah, our location shoots to Puerto Rico, I mean, unforgettable. Just amazing. That time was just amazing. So all of it, you know, all of it was very special. But those would be the main things that I would look back would be my friendship with Ricky, my growth as an actress with Maurice, and as far as one specific thing during my time in General Hospital, it would be our location shoot in Puerto Rico.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you for taking my call.
Oh, thanks for calling.
Thanks for the call.
You're welcome. All right. Bye. Have a great day.
Right. Bye. Have a good day.
Okay. And probably my last question for you would be away from the glitz and glamour of Hollywood when you're home with your family, what's the real Lily Nelgar like?
What am I really like? I love to have fun. I'd have to say I'm a pretty fun chick. I do. I like to have fun. I'm easily bored, so I have to always be up to something. I am a dreamer, and I do believe that dreams come true. And that is, you know, part of what I'm doing now with my all-natural bath and body line. It was a dream of mine for many, many years. And once the opportunity came, I jumped on it. I dove in head first, didn't even think about it, and just doing it. Don't ask me how. You know, I've never started my own business before. I've never done anything like this, yet I'm doing it. And it's just based on passion and faith. And so when you know, bring up believing in dreams and that they come true, that's definitely my essence. I believe that, and I pray that, you know, I get to be an example of that. That's something that I strive for.
You know, and I'm glad you brought that up about dreams and stuff, because when I started this show about 13 months ago, I had no clue what in the world I was doing. I had no idea. But I had actually called into several shows and spoke with various current soap stars, and I figured if they can do it, I can do it. So I jumped in, like you said, with both feet. It's been 13 months so far, and I'm loving every second of it.
That's wonderful. I love to hear that. I really do. Now, for people that are listening, I do want to plug my website and my products, which is Sensual by Lily, and not sensual as in sexy, but Sensual. It's a play off words, so scents that are sensual, sensualbylily.com. They make wonderful holiday gifts. My candles are amazing. They are made from coconut wax, coconut oil wax. So you can actually rub your fingers on the wax and use it as a fragrance. So they're very, very special and dear to my heart, and I'm very proud of my line. I've used only the highest quality ingredients available, so you know that you're getting the best of the best for your skin. So I just wanted to, you know, give a little, share that with your callers and listeners.
And I'll be retweeting anything that you put out. I'll retweet it about the website. I'll help you promote it and everything. So
thank you so much, Cody.
Thank
you for the support.
In closing, I'm gonna try and say this in Spanish. me gustaría darle las gracias por venir y charlar conmigo hoy. Tienes una invitación abierta de a nuevo a la fiera cada vez que quieres volver.
Muchas gracias. Te lo agradezco de verdad.
And for the non-Spanish speakers out there, what I said was, I'd like to thank you for coming on and chatting with me today. You have a open invitation back to the show whenever you want to come back, and I'd love to have you back anytime.
Thank you, and I will be back. I'll be doing a lot more, and I'll be coming on and sharing with you the progress and all the exciting stuff that comes about.
I'll hold you to that.
Okay. Thank you again, Cody.
Thanks, Lily, and I'll be chatting with you on Twitter, okay?
Okay. Thank you to everybody who was listening and the callers that called in. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our little chat with Geech's Lily Melgar. Lily is probably one of the sweetest people on the face of this planet. Next week, I'm working on a thing or two. And again, as soon as I know, you'll know. So I guess now I'm going to end the show right here. And you've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.